Welcome, everybody, to Grace Bible Church of Hepzibah. My name is Pastor Bernard, and I'm so glad that you are able to join our live stream this morning on this beautiful Lord's Day. So a little bit about us is we've been in as a church here for about going on about 2 years. And so we're excited that we're able to reach out to the masses, to not only reach out to our local community, but reach out to the entire world so that we can hear God's word in its purest form. So we've been diving into the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah has really taught us in the past few weeks just truly God's sovereignty, okay, God's wrath, and God's love for his people. And so they're speaking through the prophet Jeremiah, and we're kind of jumping around from different chapters to see these little glimpses of these characteristics of who God is and why he's speaking through Jeremiah and why Jeremiah is ultimately speaking to the people. And so this week we're going to be in chapter 42, verses 18 through 22. And so the exciting part about diving into this book for the past few weeks is that not only do we see the characteristics of God, we see the loving nature, we see the wrath and the anger of God for not listening, but we see God's emotion through the weeping prophets. Understand that Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet because he's so emotional about God's nature that's laid on his heart to communicate ultimately to the people. So if we could stand up wherever we are, whether we're in a coffee shop or we're sitting at home or we're inside of a church building, let's stand up and let's read God's word and listen to the gorgeous aspect of what we see and what we're going to hear. We're going to start in verses 18 through 22 in chapter 42. God's word says, "For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and wrath have been poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so my wrath will be poured out on you when you enter Egypt. And you will become a curse, an object of horror, an imprecation, and reproach. And you will see this place no more. Yahweh has spoken to you, O remnant of Judah. Do not go into Egypt. You should clearly know that today I have testified against you. For you have only led yourselves astray, for it is you who sent me to Yahweh, your God, saying, 'Pray for us to Yahweh, our God.' And according to all that Yahweh, our God, says, tell us so, and we will do it. So I have told you today, but you have not listened to the voice of Yahweh, your God, even according to all that he has sent me to tell you. So now you should clearly know that you will die by the sword, by famine, by pestilence, in the place where you desire to go to sojourn." Let us pray. Father God, today we come to you on this beautiful Lord's Day to really discuss your word inside this book of Jeremiah, to see the word and how it's going to speak to us and how we can ultimately use it in our lives and how we can see God's promises and we can see God's wrath and we can see his love ultimately inside every single word. Father, allow us to open up our ears and open up our hearts to this message to truly see who he is, to see who you are, and to see how Jeremiah is speaking to these people and how we can utilize it in our families and our community and inside our ultimate hearts that are deceitful, but we know that through you, you are the true love, that you show true compassion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so here is where we're kind of moving here in this glorious book of Jeremiah. See, in verse 18, it says, "For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and wrath have been poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem." Understand, God has an anger. He has wrath, and it's ultimately because the people are not listening. we see time and time again that people are not listening to what Jeremiah is saying to the people. And because of that happening, God's going to open up their eyes. God's going to open them up to show that He is ultimately in charge. Understand, He is in control, that His sovereign nature is put into place automatically, and there's nothing truly that we can do about that. And God is pouring out His anger and pouring out His wrath onto the people, and it's because of disobedience. And it's truly because lack of faith. It's because a lot of different things. But truly, understand this, that if we're watching this morning, that if we're listening to this morning, that truly God is always in control. God is always going to be in control, no matter what we may feel about it. The situations that we try to take over, the situations that we try to be in charge of, we will never be. That God's sovereignty is continuous in place. Since the beginning of time, weeks ago, we spoke about God's sovereignty in two different parts. And the intriguing part is we spoke about the creation, is that from the beginning of time, God has been in control. From the beginning of time, when He created the skies and He created the beings that walk on this earth, when He created the animals that walk or fly, that He is in control. That He is in charge of every aspect that we have inside of our lives, and we are to praise and we are to honor Him because of that. And here is the same thing. Here in verse 18, he says, "My anger and wrath have been poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So it's been poured on you when you enter Egypt. You will become a curse and an object of horror." Here he's saying, no matter where you flee, no matter where you go, that my anger and my wrath will be poured onto the people for ultimately not obeying Him, for ultimately disobeying Him and doing whatever they feel like their plan is. But understand this, saints, that your plan is never going to equal up to the plan that God has. It's never going to equal up to our Savior, Lord. It's really small. It's really small inside of a big, big pond. And we are to honor and we are to praise God because of that. And He's going to pour out His wrath for people living in sin. He's going to pour out His wrath for disobedience. Understand that sin is something that we all are going to inhabit. But with it is we understand our sin. We understand that we are to turn away from those sins. We are to understand that we are not to live and to dwell in the side of that sin inside of our lives. That we are not to continuously to live in that sin. I think most of the time we categorize sins. We say, well, this one's a small sin. I can live with this, but this one's big and I'm going to stay away from that. Sin is sin, and we are to understand our sin, to repent, to turn away from our sin. We are to see it as something that is disobeying towards God, and God sees that. Just like here in verse 18, that He's going to pour out His anger and His wrath on these people. And the only reason why He's going to do that is because of disobedience. It's because of lack of faith. It's because of lack of understanding. It's because of so many different things that He is ultimately in charge of. He's going to pour out His wrath. He's going to pour it out His anger on the people because of disobedience. Here in verse 19, it says, "Yahweh has spoken to you, O remnant of Judah." Now this is coming from Jeremiah, coming from the prophet. "Do not go into Egypt. You should clearly know that today I have testified against you." That He testified against you for going into Egypt. To know that He is the one giving the clear instruction all throughout the book of Jeremiah. If we listen to the past teachings here for the past weeks, we see clear instruction from God through the prophet to show His sovereignty, to show that He is giving instruction to the people. He's telling them what to do. and all throughout time, including today, we see disobedience. We see people disobeying the law. We see people disobeying all of the different things that have been put into place from God. And he's saying, I have testified against you. That he is the true judge testifying against your deeds. That is not glorifying God. That is ultimately the opposite of what God has intended it to be. And we move on in verse 20. It says, for you have only led yourselves astray. And that's everybody have led themselves astray from God. That they have led them away from the true relationship of Yahweh. And it's all because of disobedience. Disobedience towards the holy God. Disobedience towards a loving God. Ultimately disobeying. It's like disobeying your father, disobeying your parents, true disobedience towards God, leading yourselves astray, leading yourselves inside sin, leading yourselves inside the world that is ultimately against God. We know that this world is lost and is totally against our sovereign God with everything that we see. From different people groups to different things inside the world, it's completely against God. It's completely everything that he has planned for us to be. From the beginning of time in the garden, we have disobeyed God. We continue to do so each and every single day. Continuing on in verse 20, it says, for it is you who sent me to Yahweh your God, saying, pray for us. To Yahweh, our God, the people are saying to Jeremiah, pray for us because we know that we are a lost, lost nation. We know we have done the opposite that Yahweh, our God, has told us to do. And it continues to say, and according to all that Yahweh, our God, says, tell us so and we will do it. Now they are starting to say, tell us what we need to do to be in a relationship with Yahweh, and we will do it. But the thing with it is that they have disobeyed God for so long. They have disobeyed his obedience. He has disobeyed his commands. And now they are yearning for the connection with Yahweh. Now they are truly understanding that Yahweh is the true way, that living the law, that living for God is the way. Verse 21, it says, so I have told you today, but you have not listened. So he's saying, I have told you, but you, the people, have not truly listened to what I am saying. You have not listened. You have not listened to the voice of Yahweh, your God. Even according to all that, he has sent me to tell you. Even though because of all of that, understand, Jeremiah was the word. Jeremiah was being spoken to by God to give these commands to the people. To give these commands ultimately for them. That God's not looking out to pour out his wrath all the time. God wants your obedience. Understand there's only one true faith, and it's faith in Christ for salvation. Faith in the Lord for true salvation. But we must not just say, I have faith in the Lord. We must live our lives with faith in the Lord, faith inside God's word, understanding that this word here is pure. Understanding this word here should be followed. The Reformer said sola scriptura, and they said that for a reason, that we are to follow this, follow the commands from God. We are to listen to not our deceitful heart, but we are to listen through the Holy Spirit that works inside of us. We are to understand that it's clear, that the instruction from God is clear inside of our lives, and that we are to know that that instruction is genuine. So, verse 22. So now you should clearly know that you will die by the sword, by famine, by pestilence, in place where you desire to go sojourn. Saying if you go to Egypt, You're going to die by the sword. You're going to die by war. You're going to die by famine. You're going to die from lack of eating. You are going to die in several different ways, which is ultimately the wrath of God being poured out on the people for sojourning to Egypt when told from clear instruction not to. The book of Jeremiah is clear on the instruction. The book of Jeremiah is clear here. He's speaking to the people that have ultimately disobeyed God. We live in a world now with true disobedience. We live in a world now where we may read that, but we're still going to live our lives for ourselves. We're going to live our lives because we're selfish. We're going to live our lives for others, when truly we are to live our lives for the Lord. We are to live our lives for God. And here we see the people of Jerusalem living for themselves. So they would try to escape and go to Egypt. But God said, if you go to Egypt, you will die in these three ways. You will feel my wrath. You will feel my anger for not obeying me, speaking through the prophet Jeremiah for so long. And they will continue to feel the wrath of God. They will continue to feel it because of disobedience. They will continue to feel it because they care for themselves more than they care for the Lord. They care for themselves more than they care for Yahweh, a sovereign God over all things. Selfishness. Selfishness over and over again. And the prophet's speaking clearly to these people, warning these people to tell them the truth, to obey a sovereign God. Pure obedience. Same God that created you, same God that gives you salvation this day, same God that ultimately loves his elect and will join him in paradise, true paradise of heaven. The same God that is sovereign enough to make the decision to, if you are not part of the elect, if you do not have true salvation, then you will feel the wrath of God. Same wrath that he's speaking to here in Jeremiah. It's the same wrath that is going to be poured out on us and we will go to hell. For the non-elect, for the ones that are not saved. Understand that that's not mean. That is just. That is his sovereignty being poured out on his people, being poured out on all people. It's God's true way to show his sovereignty, that he is in control, and he is always in control. There's no dictator that's bigger than God. There is no leader that is bigger than God. But we are to obey. We are to show obedience. We are not to disobey his word. We are to understand his word with clarity, and we are to work his word inside of our lives, inside of everything that we do as a Christian. Understand, obedience is not easy, but obedience is necessary for a loving, sovereign God. So wherever you are today, let us pray. Let us pray to our sovereign God with obedience and with tactfulness. In Jesus' name. Father God, today we come to you, everybody hearing and watching this, we come to you that we know we are in need of a Savior, that we know that we are as far as away as possible. Allow you to work on our hearts, on your elect that deserve salvation, on your elect that are part of your kingdom. That narrow path leads to heaven, that we are part of that narrow path. Father, we're thankful for all the grace and all the mercy that you have poured out on us. Same grace and mercy that we see inside of that passage in Jeremiah. You've given clear instruction, that you have given us being capable of obedience. that you allow us to live for eternity in your kingdom. Father, we're thankful for this word. We're thankful for being able to gather on a Lord's Day, that no matter where people are watching this, that they are able to see this, that they are able to understand the prophet, understand the wrath and the anger that God has put on these people, but understand that obedience is so much more. That obedience towards you is what we are planned to do. Father, we're thankful for the grace. We're thankful for instruction. We're thankful for communities. We're thankful for your nature. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for watching this morning. We look forward to worshiping with you every single Lord's Day here digitally. If you need anything, please reach out. We are here for you. Let us pray for you. Have a blessed week.